All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ange Shachlech from the Ntlakemch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkna, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. We have a special subject today, and it's on humanity. And we have some special people in the house with us today. We have our Lady Fahima.
Hello, everyone. I'm so delighted to be here. Thank you, Chief.
Yeah, thank you. And we also have our music coordinator, Kanavar.
Hey, coming to Hashim Bukharchin. How's it going, everybody?
Thank you.
Wonderful.
And we also have our host of Call Me Negotiator, Charlotte.
Hello. Nice being here.
Yeah, welcome. Thank you. And we'd like to welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Switzerland, from Sweden, from Spain, from Italy, from Egypt, from Africa, from Russia, from Ukraine, from China, from Japan, from Philippines, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across the United States and all across Canada. Welcome to our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth, and Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice, and just making this world a better, special place in the universe. And so we welcome everybody. Thank you for joining us. We have some special music coming up for you guys from a band from Down Under, and this one's called The Astronomer. And we also have some Li Antidote. I believe they're from Persia.
Mm-hmm.
And U2 and Rosa Damask and some Bryan Adams. So stay tuned for all that. And we're going to start off with some The Astronomer and their song Sedation Remission. So stay tuned. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Man, pretty heavy song.
So good.
Some dark death or doom metal, which kind of fits the day today. It's pretty doomy and gloomy out there. But that was a gift from our brothers and sisters down under, down in Australia, Distronomer, and their song was called Sedation Remission. So very powerful, wonderful song. Get us all fired up for sure today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so speaking of which, we have our brother on the line, our brother Wegedesk. How are you doing, Wegedesk?
Excellent, Chief. It's such an honor to be on with you guys. Thanks for everybody tuning in and everybody in the studio. Super stoked for today's show.
Beautiful. Well, we'd like to get our show started right, so we'd like to ask you to please and thank you lead us through some deep breaths.
Absolutely. This is my best part of the day, folks, doing deep breaths with Eagle Nation. Let's get our body ready by relaxing our shoulders, our jaw, our belly, even our mind. And as we breathe in through the nose, let's take in and acknowledge how special and easily that air gets into our body and how easily we can all let it go on the exhale as well. All right, let's do it all the way in through the nose in 3, 2, 1, let's go. One more, two more.
I'm swimming.
One more.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, it's just awesome, amazing just to get that oxygen into our lungs, into our bloodstreams, up to our brains, get us all ready for our subject, which our subject is on humanity, and would love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely. Humanity is obviously a real popular topic, given how many humans we are on the earth. And I actually want to start by talking about humanity by going right to the basics and going over the different kingdoms that in my understanding exist in this reality. And at the very bottom we have the mineral kingdom, and those are just rocks, and sometimes we say they're our ancestors. Everything that's lived and died eventually, you know, kind of becomes a rock. And so then the rocks get together, and with the team teaming up with water, they create animals. Or sorry, no, they create plants next. And the plants, they figure out how to move a little bit more and grow a little bit more than the minerals and the rocks. And then they get so good at moving and growing, but they want to do it better. So they created animals. And the animals can move and run and jump. And they get so good at that, and then we produce humans. And humans are so important and valuable because we are the top of the totem pole for everything else that these kingdoms have created and worked over countless eons to produce. And so it kind of like, you know, hearing this story and about how special we are as humans, how important we are to the animal kingdom and to the plant kingdom and to the earth kingdom. Man, it's a real honor to be in that position. And instead of thinking, oh, I'm just one of several billion humans on the earth raping and pillaging the globe, I actually want to share this idea with everybody that we're actually the big brother of these other kingdoms, and these other kingdoms have given us everything so that we can be what we are. And when we look back at them, hopefully we can feel a little bit more duty and honor in how we treat not only the earth and the plants and the animals, but ourselves as well. Because no doubt, the better we treat other humans, the more better humans there are to help treat the rest of the world. So, you know, that's the kind of framework I wanted to share with you guys for an outlook on humanity. And we didn't even get too much into humanity itself, but rather just the other kingdoms that have given us so much to be what we are. So that's what I'm thinking so far.
Well, that's so beautiful and so powerful. And I was in total agreement with all of that. You sure brought the rock and roll to this humanity subject. So yeah, so special, so wonderful, and powerful, and very empowering, because you know, we're in this whole world together with, like you said, the rocks, water, plants, animals, and I see that our humanity, it's just something that binds us all together, because you can see it even in the animal world, as they even have mercy, they even have all the emotions. And we learned from one of our doctors that we had on our program.
Yes.
And he spoke about that they have...
Dr. Nosari.
Yeah, yes. Dr. Nosari. So it's a very good combination. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your beautiful, wonderful words, and leading us through our deep breaths. We really appreciate you.
Absolutely, guys. My pleasure. It's always a pleasure to be on with Eagle Nation. Thank you so much for having me on, and I look forward to chatting with you guys next week.
Beautiful. Lovely. Wonderful. Thank you so much, and have a great week and weekend, and lots of love to you, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye for now.
Bye for
bye
now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye for now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was our brother Wegedesk, the high diving champion of the world. Always got beautiful, wonderful, positive words for us, and empowers us to make ourselves better and be better for this whole world, not just us as a human species. So, yeah. So we're going to carry on with our program, and coming up next we have another special song, and this one is from Kanavar. Would
Hello.
You like to introduce this song for us?
Absolutely. As Persian New Year is coming up, we have a wide range of music on our playlist, and there's a fantastic album that came out last year from a trio of international artists, international humans from Iran, from Lebanon, and from Albania. Mm. A mix of tombak, which is a Persian drum, piano, as well as cello. And they're called L'Antidote. They're from Paris, France. And on their website, I'll read this quickly and then we'll jump into the song. Imagine three powerful rivers abandoning their traditional course and merging into a huge experimental body of water. One is Iranian. His name is Bijan Kemirani. He is descended from a dynasty of Persian percussionists and masters the zarb as if he had invented it 3,000 years ago. Another, Rami Khalifeh from Lebanon, is a virtuoso classical pianist who reigns over a personal universe ranging from Rachmaninov to Sufi mysticism and electro dance. Finally, Redi Hassa, whose majestic cello embraces many worlds, recently contributed to the soundtrack of Celine Dion's Oscar-nominated documentary. No limit, no bank can contain the force of this new river. No landscape is excluded. No one can predict what will come out of this gathering. But while the storm rages on this fragile earth, perhaps it is worth knowing that these great musicians are working on an antidote, which is also the title of their debut album.
Beautiful.
And the track we're going to listen to is called Desert Plant.
Mm. That's so beautiful. And we thank you for bringing us this torrent of humanity.
My pleasure.
Yeah, so I know that you have to...
I got to jump out of here real quick, but I'm going to say thank you as always. And for me, the little snippet of humanity, the thing that came to mind is wide, like widescreen. And yes, it extends, but also when you look at it from one angle, it's a single continuous line.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We'll catch up with you later.
Okay, yes. Thank you. All right, people, enjoy. This is... Le Antidote, Desert Plant.
Thank you.
An awesome song. Thank you to Carnivar for picking that for us. It
Absolutely.
Was La Antidote, and the name of the song was called Desert Plant.
Mm.
And that was a very special song.
I very really much indeed, yes.
And so we have Call Me Negotiator host Charlotte with us. And
yes.
We'd love to have your words on humanity.
Yeah, thank you for having me today. And also, I just wanted to say I really love that song. I was totally immersed in that song earlier. And talking about humanity, I would say probably I'm too young to even feel as deep about this big topic.
Mm-hmm.
However, it does bring me back to the conversation we had last time during our interview about your story, where you talk about you said you realized that you were being quite robotic.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, when you feel more about connecting with people and the joy of being connected with people, and then that's where you find that the humanity is what you wanted to focus on.
Mm.
So I think I got I would say I got very impressed and also educated by that comparison where being robotic versus being embracing humanity is something that I helped me to understand humanity deeper, which means the opposite version, mm-hmm. the opposite side of humanity is being robotic, is being not emotional,
mm-hmm.
is because a lot of people would, including even myself, is trying to be absolute, absolutely rational, because we thought, oh my God, being emotional is kind of challenging. I don't want to be sad. I don't want to be in those kind of frustrating feeling, right?
Mm.
However, like you said, but do we want to be robotic? Do we want to live our life without any feeling, without any emotion?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I understand that humanity is us being human, being like that kind of feeling of having empathy, having connections with other people, with other infinities, with other animals, creatures.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that helped me to understand humanity a lot.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, it is. It is such a deep and powerful subject, and I like what you were bringing up to us before, and you were mentioning how a lot of the Chinese celebrate the same New Year's as some of the Persian people do, and it's kind of like a connection. All these celebrations that we have and ceremonies, it really connects a lot of us as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a special thing that we can all relate to and experience. And I think this is one of the things that can bring about our own humanity, is to like share these special ceremonies and celebrations of life.
Right.
And it can make this world a lot better. And as you were bringing out empathy, you know, that's a really big thing that is part of humanity, is our way of having empathy. And you can see it even in the natural world with animals, and they do have empathy for us, but also for each other. So, and it goes across their species. Like a dog can be friends with a horse,
right?
You know, and they can, even a cat and dog can be friends, and it's something that's very special that we as human beings should be learning from, to know that, well, just because we don't dress the same way and look the same way and have the same skin color or hair, you know, we can still relate to each other and have that empathy and friendship and humanity. So it's something special. And I really do enjoy having you come on our program and share. And I enjoy also with the connection that we have with our Chinese brothers and sisters.
Yes, absolutely.
All over the world, here and abroad. So it's just something special, and it brings about more humanity, and just very wonderful.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. And I also wanted to dare to represent our audiences who tune in, and through our live streaming, they saw that in the different part of the world, and people look very different, come from different backgrounds, speaking in different language. However, they saw the similarities we have, the similarities, and then they're able to pass their words and love. Also, there's some like negative voices, but then we also know that, okay, there people are pretty much the same in a lot of ways. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we really appreciate it, and we're gonna have to carry on with our program. And thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So we're gonna carry on with our program, and then coming up next, we're gonna be speaking with Shkwait Shakhlach from Gwaishkina, BC. But first, we're gonna play him his song, and for us and for everybody. And this one's a special song from U2 and their song Beautiful Day. So have a listen, enjoy everybody, we'll be right back.
The heart is the blue.